to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, across the street from the water treatment plant, down by the river, in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. As always, brought to you live via podcast. Say that because it's a record party down here in the basement. All tracks recorded live from vinyl as we go, with just a little bit of editing thrown in to make it a little easier for you to listen to. This week's episode is it's a lot of garage. I've pulled a bunch of comps. I've pulled a bunch of singles. Lots of probably very scratchy stuff, and I apologize for that, but I think the music makes it worthwhile. Up first, with a song recently brought back into the spotlight by Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds, this is The Midnighters with I Found a Peanut.
Because it was all this hunger I was trying to fight. But then
swinging round your head. Yeah, can't be done, baby, I know. Cause we're pretty quick, as a matter of fact. We are pretty quick, as a matter of fact. We are pretty quick, as a matter of fact, yeah.
That chick, Linda Lou. Well, Linda Lou, well, Linda Lou, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey, and I dreamt that we were through. Well, if I ever lose, you know, you break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou.
Off the fantastic Norton Records compilation Stomp, which is a bunch of unissued or rare 60s Northwest Garage, that was The Adventurers with Linda Lou. Before that, two tracks off of the Teenage Shutdown series of compilations. The first from I'm a No Count, that was The Chob with We're Pretty Quick. Chob means zit, so there you go. And we started everything off with the Midnighters doing I Found a Peanut off of Things Been Bad. Like I said, a track done on the most recent Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds record, which is available on In the Red. Back to the music. Next, we have Love with Little Red Book. ¶¶
Seeing this rock and roller, this a business she's gotta go. But I'll just happen to be a solo. This a rock and roller. Company here I go, I say, hey man, like I got a show. He says, listen to me kid, I'm the man in the know. Yeah, I like to play and I'm slow. I say, whose fans are buying these platters? Glenn Miller's or Clyde McFadden's? He says, listen to me, kid, we'll give you a break, yeah. Or let's make a tape. Here we are just a 1 year later, getting engagements like a hungry alligator. Playing our songs in a rock and roll show and a raking in the dough.
Yeah.
the hard part about recording this week's podcast, episode lucky number 13, by the way, hasn't been so much in picking the albums from which I'm going to play. I am blessed by the number of really amazing compilations I've been able to track down in record stores and online, but there are so many good songs on each of them that it's been really difficult to pick. Case in point, that Scum of the Earth compilation from which that last song, the Mach 5's If I Could, is pulled. It's fantastic. If I was doing something a little more less narrowly focused than garage rock this week, I'd be playing, oh god, I don't know. The first song on the second side, Jen Gillette's Train to Satanville, is a stomper. Anyhow, I'll stop gushing. Before that was Galaxies with This Rock and Roll off of Sin Alley, Volume 3, that entire series of compilations worth getting. And we started everything off with Love Doing My Little Red Book off of 24 Happening Hits, a fantastic little sort of 60s pop compilation I picked up at probably the Audio Reader sale a couple years ago. And as an added bonus, it had the 24 Groovy Greats LP in the jacket with it. So, 2 for 1. And it was only a dollar anyway, so literally 2 for 1. All right, coming up next, this is a band I don't know a lot about, but they seem to be rather popular, and I enjoy this 10-inch every time I throw it on. It's on Bacchus Archives, which is an offshoot of Dionysus Records. This is Phil and the Frantics with Pain.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Soil. Frozen schnapsicles. Scotch and battery acid. Bourbon and hop hemlock. Rum and bilge water. Vodka and snake serum. Man, I'm gonna get stoned on the rock.
On Romulan Records, a label that seems to have existed for no other reason other than to put out the Frolic Diner series of compilations, as well as one more that we'll be talking about here in a minute. That was off of Frolic Diner Volume 5. That was The Chumps with Tipsy Part 3. Before that, a track that I cannot explain why I like. That was The U-Turns with Dedicated Follower of Fashion from their Death of Garage Rock single, EP, whatever, 7-inch on Norton Records. It's four songs recorded somewhere in the 60s in someone's garage on a cassette or a bit of tape that cost 17 cents and then sent to Norton. It's amazingly bad, yet beautiful in its own way. And we started everything off with Phil and the Frantics doing Pain from their self-titled compilation on Bacchus Archives. They were from Arizona, and they had a few regional hits, and then just kind of broke up and went away. The label on the B-side has them playing a show with one of Waylon Jennings' early bands. So there you go. Speaking of Romulan Records' other compilation, the only one I've been able to find out is one that I have, and it's called Real Gone Garbage. It's basically like novelty garage rock tunes, such as this one, Unemployment by Steve and the Holidays.
Unemployment is sheer enjoyment. Unemployment is sheer enjoyment. You can really dive when you get your 55 unemployment. I was working at my job feeling mighty, mighty blue. My boss came and told me, son, today I think you're through. I felt real good and my soul felt enjoyment. Now I could collect my unemployment. You can really dive when you get your 55 unemployment. I went to Window A and I heard the man say, I'm gonna show you how to get your bread today. Fill out these papers now and get in line, and in a little while you're gonna feel fine. You can really drive when you get your 55 unemployment.
Thank you. gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I give.
Sorry.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance. Well, listen. Well, listen. Well, do the twist, the stomp, the mashed potato, too. Any old dance that you want to do. Well, listen. Well, listen. Hey, baby, yeah, you throw me slow. Hold me tight, don't you let me go.
As you may have guessed, that is from the Animal House soundtrack. That was Chris Montez with Let's Dance. Before that, from the amazing, fantastic, I know I'm using those words a lot, but everyone should own this, the Best of Bomp Records record. it's got stuff from Iggy and the Stooges, the Weirdos, and the Flamin' Groovies, who did Him or Me. And we started everything off with Unemployment by Steve and the Holidays from Real Gone Garbage on Romulan Records. They put out a lot more stuff. You can track their music down online. It's hard to find. They put out a bunch of stuff at the end of the 80s, and that was about it. Lots of instrumental, weird-type stuff. All quality, by all accounts. All right, we've got one set of music left, and we're going to start it off with, sort of setting the tone for this last set. It's a little more dirty, down-home. One might even say hillbilly. This is Southern Culture on the Skids with A Whole Lot of Things.
Well, her head sex and her pain ran around me.
you know what? Good on Norton Records, because I just realized I've played more from that label on this show than I have from any other label. Off the Norton Records release, Free Beer for Life. That was the A-Bones with Mumbo Jumbo. Before that, Shake Real Low by Barbecue, a.k.a. Mark Sultan, one half of the King Kong and Barbecue Show, although they're probably broken up, which means if you never got a chance to see the Almighty Defenders, well, you're pretty much fucked on that one, too. Damn shame. That was Shake Real Low off of Tie Your Noose on Bomb Records. I evidently have the first pressing of that. I discovered while I was trying to figure out stuff about that. It's on gorgeous marble blue vinyl. And we started everything off with Southern Culture on the Skids, doing a whole lot of things from their 10-inch EP on Sympathy for the Record Industry. Yeah, that is a different version than the one with which you might be familiar from Dirt Track Date. I think that's a good one. I quite enjoy it. I like that it's a little dirtier. A little less down home and a little more out in the garage, I guess. Well, that's this week's episode. Once again, thank you for downloading. You can find us, of course, each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., on rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends to listen. Tell your friends who own record labels to send me stuff. For next week's episode, we're looking at some more new stuff, as well as a spotlight on Fat Records. Until then, thanks for listening, and enjoy your week.